Welcome to Sermons from First Presbyterian Church, Palo Alto. Each week, we share a recording of the Sunday sermon, offering theologically progressive, social justice-oriented reflections grounded in Scripture and what's happening in our lives and in the world. Most weeks, the sermon is preached by our pastor, the Reverend Tom Harris, and from time to time, we're joined by guest preachers. In this sermon from May 10th, 2026, Raven Harris reflects on the story of Cain and Abel as a story about domination and, by extension, heresy. Citing Octavia Butler, he suggests that unchecked heresy is the disease that causes the symptom of war and the other evils of our time. This sermon is an introduction to next Sunday's sermon that suggests the path to ending heresy and therefore war.
In 1958, in the introduction to his book, Once There Was War, John Steinbeck, who lived through two world wars and the Korean War, wrote this: "War is a symptom of our failure as thinking animals." And if we parse that sentence carefully, he's not just saying that war is our failure as thinking animals, which we might expect, but that war is a symptom of our failure as thinking animals, which suggests, among other things, that there may be other symptoms of our failure. The climate crisis is a symptom of our failure as thinking animals. Poverty is a symptom of our failure as thinking animals. Mass incarceration is a symptom of our failure as thinking animals, and the list could go on. And then, taking the metaphor further, by using the language of symptoms, we are also talking about illness or disease. So then, what is the disease of humanity or the illness of humanity that produces these symptoms? In other words, what's the core failure that he's talking about? Octavia Butler is another author, a famous science fiction fantasy Afrofuturist author. Her most famous series is The Parable of the Sower, but she also wrote a science fiction series called Lilith's Brood, in which she imagines that the human race has destroyed itself in a massive war, or nearly destroyed itself. And then an advanced alien species comes along and evaluates humanity and determines that we have a fundamental contradiction as part of our makeup. And that contradiction is that we have evolved as both intelligent animals and as hierarchical animals. In the books, one of the aliens puts it this way to a human: "You are hierarchical. That's the older and more entrenched characteristic. We saw it in your closest animal relatives and in your most distant ones. It is a terrestrial characteristic. But when human intelligence evolved and was used to serve that hierarchy, instead of guiding that hierarchy, when human intelligence did not even acknowledge hierarchy as a problem, but took pride in it and did not notice it at all, that was like ignoring cancer. I think your people did not realize what a dangerous thing you were doing." So then Butler would say that the illness of which war is a symptom is our hierarchical nature. Our intelligence failed us, or we failed it, when we used our intelligence not to correct our hierarchical nature, but to justify it and even enhance it. So keeping that in mind, let's take a look at the scripture passage this morning. We can read this story of Cain and Abel as a story of the first human impulse toward hierarchy, or we could substitute the word domination for hierarchy. And it's no mistake that it is also a story about the first violence of one person against another. It could also be said, surprisingly perhaps, that this is humanity's original sin. And that's surprising because most of us have learned that Adam and Eve taking the fruit from the tree was the original sin. But that whole concept of original sin was invented by St. Augustine. And it didn't even exist before St. Augustine. And for thousands of years before St. Augustine, people read the story of the Garden of Eden and the apple, or not an apple, pomegranate, or whatever it was, as without ever coming up with this idea that that was the original sin. They acknowledge that that story was so much more complex than to be reduced to that. And I can refer you to some other sermons I've preached on that for more. But if we're looking for a story that defines our moral failure as human beings and leads us into cycles of violence that continue through generations, then we need to look no further than the story of Cain and Abel. That's the fatal flaw of hierarchy and domination that is told in this story. And in fact, the word sin is not used in the story of Adam and Eve. It is used for the first time in the Bible right here in the story of Cain and Abel. In this story, for reasons that are never explained, God prefers Abel's offering over Cain. Cain was so angry and resentful and jealous about this that he killed his brother. Eli Weissel, Holocaust survivor and author and thinker, called this the first genocide, reasoning that if at the time there were only four people, Cain had just killed 25% of humanity. Weissel also said of this story that one lesson is that whoever kills, kills their brother. To tie all that back to Julia Ward Howe's proclamation on this Mother's Day, let's think about the tragedy of the story of Cain and Abel from Eve's perspective, from the mother's perspective. One of her two children has killed the other. One dies and one is a murderer. We can imagine Eve calling out to Cain with the same words that Howe calls out to us, disarm, disarm. The sword is not the balance of justice. Blood does not wipe out dishonor, nor violence indicate possession. And then Howe goes on, as men have often forsaken the plow and the anvil at the summons of war, let women now leave all that may be left of home for a great and earnest day of counsel, of reasoning. She's calling on women to use our intelligence as a species to critique and to cure the disease of domination and hierarchy. She goes on, let them first meet as women to bewail and commemorate the dead. Let them then solemnly take counsel with each other as to the means whereby the great human family can live in peace, each bearing after their own kind the sacred impress not of Caesar. Now that reference is really critical and speaks to what we're talking about today. The sacred impress not of domination, not of hierarchy, not of empire, not of Caesar. Let's hear it again. Let them then solemnly take counsel with each other as to the means whereby the great human family can live in peace, each bearing after their own kind, not the sacred impress of Caesar, but of God, as we are all created in the image of God. Do you hear in her words the same message that Octavia Butler was trying to tell us? Our thinking must not serve hierarchy. If we are to be thinking animals, we must use our intelligence to critique and interrogate all forms of hierarchy. We must use our intelligence to diagnose this human illness that allows one person to dominate over others, whether that is at the scale of interpersonal relationships or community or nation or internationally. Because it is the will to dominate and the willingness to be dominated that is the illness that produces the symptoms of war and all of the other deadly symptoms of our time. We must not live anymore bearing the impress of Caesar or empire or kings or domination. And just as we cannot heal from any illness by treating only the symptoms, we cannot end war without addressing hierarchy. So we have a full service today, so that's just going to be a little primer for next Sunday's sermon when I will share with you how we can end hierarchy and thus end war. But I must warn you that I'm afraid you will be disappointed by the solution. Amen.
Thanks for listening to sermons from First Presbyterian Church, Palo Alto, located at 1140 Cowper Street in Palo Alto, California. If you'd like to worship with us, we gather Sundays at 10 a.m., both in person and online. And you can find more information about our congregation, worship, and ministries at fpc paloalto.org. We hope to see you soon.